on WGN. Someone tell a joke. We're sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for the joke, Pete Hansen in Milwaukee and Mike Danahy in Maine, who says, "Hey, John, my wife Erica is trying to blitz me in becoming the first person in the great state of Maine to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. So in the interest of a happy marriage, here's her joke." Steve and Diane Powell, thanks for sending in jokes. And Bob Capone and Carol Stream and Kathy Reynolds in Roselle. Harlan in Arizona sent us another joke. "A lot of you are pledging that if you win the next coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, you want it shipped to Mugless John in Brazil, Indiana. How nice of you all." Terry and Glenn Ellen, Rob and Morris, Dave in Canada, Jack Dennis, Father Ron at St. Bede Abbey and Academy in Peru, Brian Pentecoff, Nancy in Madison, Wisconsin writes, "We are navigating through yet another season with the lightness of Speed Jokes. Many thank yous." That's poetry. Thank you. And Scott Payton writes, "Since you moved your show back an hour, it seems I rarely get to hear Speed Jokes anymore. Since I've been home with COVID this week, I've been able to listen. So I figured I'd go ahead and see if I can't get a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug to sip my honey with lemon." Sip my tea with honey and lemon. Now, this guy who won the Mega Millions was actually out of town on a business trip when they did the drawing. He called home excited and said to his wife, "Start packing your bags. We won the jackpot." She says, "Great. Should I pack for the beach or the mountains?" And he said, "I don't care. Just don't be there when I get home." Who saw that one coming? Hey, here's a quick animal fact for you. Most bobcats are not, in fact, named Bob. According to recent studies, 6 out of 10 American school children struggle with mathematics. I knew we had a problem, but 75% is out of control. Hey, John Williams, having been a cook for many years, I can confidently say that the best way to keep from crying when cutting onions is to avoid all emotional bonds. Hey, Dave, I heard that we don't need the Golden Gate Bridge any longer.
I like that one.
Let that one steep for just a little bit.
Yep.
I found a bunch of internet websites about the best way to cook sausage. Tell me if you want the links. Legend states that when you are completely overwhelmed, upset, and on the verge of a nervous breakdown, a small child will appear to you to tell you that you cut their sandwich wrong.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a nerd in hell, and John Williams will star as the devil.
"This is the lake of lava where you will spend eternity."
Actually, since we're underground, technically, it would be magma. Just saying.
Bravo.
And then the devil says, "You know that's why you're down here, right?" "When I visited Australia, the immigration officer asked if I had a criminal record, and I said, 'Oh, is that still required?' And finally, why did Clark Kent not go to the Bitcoin lecture after work? Why did Clark Kent pass on the Bitcoin lecture after work? He doesn't like crypto night."